Тренировочное задание номер 8.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1, 7. Используйте каждую цифру, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
The pay is terrible and the hours are long, but at least I have a job. I must admit that I hadn't planned to work in a factory making cardboard boxes and other packaging. But on the positive side, I am a management trainee. I will only have to work on the factory machines for 6 months to get experience, but then I'll go on to the design department, the sales department, accounting, and so on, until I understand every aspect of the business. The owner says that if I work hard, I stand a good chance of being a departmental manager within 3 years.
Speaker B.
We're enjoying our gap year. Just 3 girls on a big year-long round-the-world adventure. Luckily, we managed to find jobs in most places we travel to. We've been waitresses, farm workers, cleaners, and once wore costumes advertising a toy shop. We feel quite proud, actually. But we did hit some problems, particularly in South America, where there was a lot of disapproval about what we were doing. Probably they thought we should be married and keeping home for clever and successful husbands.
Speaker C. When I started modern literature at Sussex University, I somehow managed to fall out with my tutor on the Modern European Mind module. I'm not sure how it happened, but the early tutorials were frosty, to say the least. Then, mid-term, I presented a paper on Thomas Mann. He loved it. After he returned my paper, he asked to meet me, and we spent 2 happy animated hours discussing the short stories and novellas. We're hardly best friends, but the atmosphere in tutorials is 100% better. Speaker D.
I can't say I enjoyed my school days very much. In my opinion, it was far too strict. I also felt that I was forced to study too many subjects and ended up taking several GCSEs in subjects of little interest to me. But I'm off to university now, and I'm not looking back over my shoulder. No more noisy classrooms and compulsory PE. No more memorizing the rainfall graphs for Venezuela and the fascinating yawn politics of Jacobean England. I'm off to make a new start and will begin learning what I need to know to be the person I want to be.
Speaker E.
Living in a hall of residence is not too bad. The people who live on our corridor have become a little community. We often cook and socialize together. It's pretty comfortable in my bedroom, if a bit small. The woods at the back are beautiful, especially now that it is autumn, and make up for horrid green paint with which the walls are painted. Of course, the walls are thin, and it can be a bit noisy studying there, but I prefer to work in the library, so it is not a problem.
Speaker F. I thought I had been robbed. My wallet was gone, with just about all the money I currently have. I reported it, of course, to the campus administrator, and Dad kindly offered to send some money to help me out until the end of term. I was even briefly jealous of my friends, who are now earning a salary rather than going to university. But the great news is that I found my wallet, and truth be told, my room is so untidy that I wasn't entirely surprised. I wonder if I should give my dad a call. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
The pay is terrible and the hours are long, but at least I have a job. I must admit that I hadn't planned to work in a factory making cardboard boxes and other packaging. But on the positive side, I am a management trainee. I will only have to work on the factory machines for 6 months to get experience, but then I'll go on to the design department, the sales department, accounting, and so on, until I understand every aspect of the business. The owner says that if I work hard, I stand a good chance of being a departmental manager within 3 years.
Speaker B.
We're enjoying our gap year. Just three girls on a big year-long round-the-world adventure. Luckily, we managed to find jobs in most places we travel to. We've been waitresses, farm workers, cleaners, and once wore costumes advertising a toy shop. We feel quite proud, actually. But we did hit some problems, particularly in South America, where there was a lot of disapproval about what we were doing. Probably they thought we should be married and keeping home for clever and successful husbands.
Speaker C. When I started modern literature at Sussex University, I somehow managed to fall out with my tutor on the Modern European Mind module. I'm not sure how it happened, but the early tutorials were frosty, to say the least. Then, mid-term, I presented a paper on Thomas Mann. He loved it. After he returned my paper, he asked to meet me, and we spent 2 happy animated hours discussing the short stories and novellas. We're hardly best friends, but the atmosphere in tutorials is 100% better. Speaker D.
I can't say I enjoyed my school days very much. In my opinion, it was far too strict. I also felt that I was forced to study too many subjects and ended up taking several GCSEs in subjects of little interest to me. But I'm off to university now, and I'm not looking back over my shoulder. No more noisy classrooms and compulsory PE. No more memorizing the rainfall graphs for Venezuela and the fascinating yawn politics of Jacobean England. I'm off to make a new start and will begin learning what I need to know to be the person I want to be.
Speaker E.
Living in a hall of residence is not too bad. The people who live on our corridor have become a little community. We often cook and socialize together. It's pretty comfortable in my bedroom, if a bit small. The woods at the back are beautiful, especially now that it is autumn, and make up for horrid green paint with which the walls are painted. Of course, the walls are thin, and it can be a bit noisy studying there. But I prefer to work in the library, so it is not a problem.
Speaker F. I thought I had been robbed. My wallet was gone, with just about all the money I currently have. I reported it, of course, to the campus administrator, and Dad kindly offered to send some money to help me out until the end of term. I was even briefly jealous of my friends, who are now earning a salary rather than going to university. But the great news is that I found my wallet, and truth be told, my room is so untidy that I wasn't entirely surprised. I wonder if I should give my dad a call. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.